Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Luke 15, verses 3 and 4. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Verses 11 to 16. Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Many of us know what it is like to feel lost on the sports pitch. Nothing is going your way. You can't get round your opponent. It's not working out how it did in training. You make a mistake and all eyes are on you. Many of us will know what it's like to feel lost in life. You don't know where you're going and what it's all for. You don't know who you are. You don't know where you belong. Or you mess up and it feels like there's no way back from this. Last week, we talked about two different mentalities addressed by Jesus in Luke 15. Those who back themselves and those who feel unworthy. Those who feel lost. Let's see what Jesus has to say to those who feel lost through two parables. Here we have a lost sheep and a lost son. How do they get lost? A sheep follows what's in front of it. It sees grass and it eats it. It sees some more, so it goes over there. Then some more grass looks even greener, so the sheep heads further away, not realising it's strayed from the flock and the protecting, caring shepherd until it's too late. The sheep is now alone, vulnerable, entirely unable to find its way back. Lost. The son has had enough of life in his father's house and wants to see what else is out there. There must be something better. So in a huge insult to his father, he demands his inheritance now and goes to enjoy the life he always wanted. But it doesn't work out as he runs out of money and lands the worst possible job for a Jew, even being jealous of the pig food. Far away from home, in disgrace, lost. Why did the sheep and the son get lost? Because they strayed from the one looking after them. They thought they could do better. Why do we get lost? Because so often we stray from the God who made us and loves us. We stray from one who actually brings life to the full. We look to other things for satisfaction, but they simply do not deliver. They can leave us feeling broken, alone, lost, because they were never meant to be enjoyed away from the giver of these things. Where do you look for satisfaction aside from God? Where do your friends look? We might seek it in sport, looks, academic or professional achievement, sex, relationships. Does it deliver? Does it last? Jesus tells us that if we wander away from him, then we are lost. And it's important to recognise we're lost. Just like in sport, you need to know what's not working so you can get help in fixing it. We need to admit we are lost and need Jesus' help. But how can we find our way back? Listen up next week to find out. For now, let's pray. Lord, we are sorry we look to other things for satisfaction and wander away from you. Please help us to realise that without you, we are lost and that we desperately need you. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open the door for his message in your club or team this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.